On Mastery, Part 5, Organizations and Masters. When a charismatic leader, adept, spiritual master, or avatar appears, organizations with grand, noble ideals tend to spring up. Some are formed to serve the divine or to serve humanity, and some are formed to teach powerful techniques that have been kept hidden. Some of these organizations are based on a lineage, like religions are. Succeeding leaders are generally not as strong as founders, and schisms often occur. Despite their high goals, and despite much good work done, spiritual organizations have proven that they are not immune from hypocrisy, fraud, and even horrible wrongdoing. Nevertheless, human desire for truth, progress, and fulfilling our potential propels us onward. Note, several modern organizations claim descendancy from an Indian yogi called Babaji, described by Yogananda in his autobiography. Today, many gurus are called Babaji, which means Dear Father. These public gurus are not the same eternal youth described by Yogananda, who is said to have lived for hundreds of years, having mastered techniques of perpetual youth. Of course, such an ability is highly desired by many. Traditions of secret instruction have existed since ancient times. Knowledge of magical practices, rituals, spells, psychotropic plants, healing, and philosophical truths was carefully guarded. This was perhaps for good reasons, so that the evil and ignorant could not misuse it, and perhaps for bad reasons, either for profit or so that the good could not use it to benefit humanity. During the Middle Ages of Islamic conquest, Catholic military orders formed that required secret oaths. Knights of the Hospital of St. John of Jerusalem, the Knights of Malta, 1099, caring for sick or poor pilgrims. The Knights Templar, in 1119, Not unto us, O Lord, but unto thy name give glory. The military order of the Crusaders of the Red Star, 1233, offering medical care. The Society of Jesus, Jesuits, 1534, for the greater glory of God. Other organizations with secret teachings followed suit, most with noble spiritual mottos and mission statements. Freemasonry, 926, Order out of Chaos. The Rosicrucian Brotherhood, 1408, to benefit humanity and heal the sick without charge. Membership is still by invitation only. The Masonic and Military Order of the Red Cross of Constantine, 1780, Let Brotherly Love Prevail. Scottish Rite Freemasonry, 1802, Light out of Darkness. The Thule Group, a group of magicians formed in the 1800s, formed the Thule Society in 1911. The Illustrious Order of the Red Cross, 1865. Great is truth, and it will prevail. The Theosophical Society in 1875. There is no religion higher than truth, to form a nucleus of universal brotherhood of humanity. Many of these fractured and offshoot organizations were formed, again with noble mission statements. The Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, 1888, practicing divination, magic, ritual, and alchemy. Ordo Templi Orientis, 1895, peace, tolerance, truth, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. The Anthroposophical Society in 1912, to nurture the life of the soul, both in the individual and in human society, on the basis of a true knowledge of the spiritual world. The Ancient and Mystical Order of the Rose Cross, 1915, broadest tolerance, strictest independence, to provide spiritual wisdom to develop mastery of life. The Lucas Trust and Arcane School, started as the Lucifer Publishing Company in 1922, Let light and love and power restore the plan on Earth to develop a new group of world servers to accomplish the work of the hierarchy of masters under the Christ. The I Am movement in the 1930s, teachings and invocations of ascended masters. The Church Universal and Triumphant, started as the Summit Lighthouse in 1958 to spread the teachings of the ascended masters, and many, many more. Significant contributions to science and culture have been made by members of these organizations. Leonardo da Vinci, Francis Bacon, Isaac Newton, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, and Victor Hugo were Rosicrucians. Thomas Edison, Paul Gauguin, Gustav Mahler, William Butler Yeats, Mahatma Gandhi, Maria Montessori, James Joyce, and Khalil Gibran were Theosophists. Mozart, Ben Franklin, George Washington, Adam Weishaupt, Goethe, Felix Mendelssohn, Luther Burbank, Franz Liszt, Winston Churchill, Enrico Fermi, Rudyard Kipling, Aleister Crowley, Hermann Hesse, Cecil DeMille, Franklin Roosevelt, Norman Vincent Peale, Nathan Rothschild, and numerous kings and princes were Freemasons. These organizations offer secret knowledge and practices for magical or spiritual advancement and mastery of life. They have different doctrines, symbols, rituals, and names for the Supreme Being, including the Grand Architect, the Christ, the I Am, and Lucifer, the Lightbearer. Some promote a social order aligned with Illuminism and Communism. Many of them aim to help members develop psychic abilities, which they consider advantageous for spiritual development. Unfortunately, successful graduates of these organizations do not seem to be in evidence. No organization seems to be led by someone who has become an ascended master. So far, no one seems to have attained physical immortality. It is not clear whether organizations help directly to contact genuine spiritual masters, but they can help in developing knowledge, discernment, and self-discipline.